A proposed 127-unit, six-story seniors housing building proposed at the intersection of Foothills Boulevard and the southern end of Ochaquan Crescent will be moving forward after it cleared the public hearing process Monday night. City Council voted unanimously in favor of recommendations to allow for the necessary zoning changes needed for the Three Robins project, being developed by Prince George developer Peter Wise. The Three Robins development would be an independent living facility with a variety of support services to allow seniors to live on their own. What makes this project unique compared to some of the competitors is that it focuses on the middle class, said architect Terry Collier in a presentation to City Council during the public hearing. There's very limited supportive living facilities in Prince George for people of this income. The proposed development would include 93 units rented at market rates and 34 units of low-income housing, administered by the Prince George chapter of the Knights of Columbus. The plans call for the project to have a rooftop terrace, dog area, gardens, and a mix of underground and above-ground parking, along with communal cooking and living areas and amenities. Collier added that if the council were to oppose the project, the developer would move forward with a four-story market housing building in that location without any of the seniors' specific supportive amenities. The decision for council is whether you would like a four-story market apartment or a six-story structure that includes mixed income for supportive living. City administration recommended council defeat the proposed official community plan, OCP, amendment and rezoning as scale and density of the six-story apartment building is not consistent with the size and scale of existing buildings in the area. However, geotechnical studies and traffic impact study were submitted to the satisfaction of city administration. Through the public consultation process, administration received two letters in support of the application and 25 letters with 39 signatures in opposition to the application. Resident Ted Swartz, who lives adjacent to the proposed development, spoke at the hearing to say he's opposed the project because of its size. "Today my wife and I are faced with the prospect of a massive six-story apartment building towering over our property. Our strip of green space will not hide the tower, especially when the leaves fall in the fall," said Swartz. "Our once peaceful backyard will be turned into a fishbowl." Maurice Lapointe from the North Central Seniors Association spoke in favor of the project, noting that the dire shortage of seniors housing is a never-ending concern for the organization. Another resident named Barbara Robin spoke to council to share that she's recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and foresees having to move into a supportive seniors facility in her future. "I appreciate what facilities like this development are going to provide for people, and we have a real shortage of available properties like this in Prince George," said Robin. "I feel it is going to be a real benefit and asset to the community, and we are in desperate need of seniors housing." Town Terry McConaughey said from a land use perspective there are not enough negative effects from the proposal to deny the application, a statement which was echoed around the horseshoe. "I think it is important we make sure there is affordable care options for seniors, and there are service for them, so I will support the application," said Cowan. Brian Skakin. Cowan. Kyle Sampson added that the difference between four and six stories is not significant enough for him to oppose the application. The OCP and amendment rezoning bylaws will now move forward for final reading and adoption at a later council date. With files from Arthur Williams.